Oh, you're in for a treat. We did this last year, almost 1 year to the day. Rosa Colucci has been around for a long time in the Pittsburgh area, singing and organizing and performing. And she has a great album for the holidays called The Gift, which we'll talk a little bit more about throughout the moments ahead. Jay Hitt, Steve Fisher, Mike Lazzaro, Bob Banerjee, David Cutler, and Hollis Greathouse, I think are all here today. I know, is Hollis here today? Hollis is here in spirit, okay. But Jay, Steve, Mike, Bob, and David are here. I haven't been out much in the main studio, but I'm about to head out there now to the big studio as you listen to the very first song from Rosa Colucci.
All through the year we've waited for spring and fall to hear silver bells ringing, see winter time bringing the happiest season of all. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, nipping at your nose, yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe will help to make the season.
Over there. And you can even come closer if you want to. There's some seats here and there's some seats there. And what a great sound. As I always forget just how big Rosa's voice is. That's a compliment.
Thank you.
Her voice just really, have a seat and relax. This isn't a closed club. You're part of a live radio broadcast now.
at the Saturday Light Brigade, some people wandered in, I think, kind of wondering, what's going on here? Is this a recording session? Well, Rosa has recorded that song and a lot of others on an album called The Gift, and you can learn more about that at rosalive.com. Yes. How have you been?
I've been great. We've had a great year. We've had a great year, all of us.
It has been, I think, a pretty good year, all in all. They're all good if you look at them the right way. There's an all-star band here. Jay Hitt is here playing guitar, and also David Cutler is playing piano. David has a relatively new book out, too, that we'll chat about a little bit. Bob Banerjee, my old friend, is here playing. Steve Fisher is playing bass, and Mike Lazzaro is here too. Mike is the youngest member of the ensemble, a great guitar solo on the number you just heard, and you really, it's amazing, you've sung in lots of groups in Pittsburgh, right?
Yes, I have. I've been anywhere from rock and roll to gospel to country, bluegrass, and you name it, and this CD is kind of a little mix of all those different genres. I kind of had to get them all out there.
When did you start? Do you remember? I mean, you're an incredible singer. I mean, were you the kind of kid that walked around singing a narrative to everything she did? Like, now I'm going into the kitchen and I'm going to my bedroom next time.
I was the kind of kid that holed up in my bedroom and listened to Barbara Streisand records to see if I could hit the notes.
Like, really?
It was really good training.
Interesting.
To build my voice. Who knew?
So when did you first sing on stage?
Probably when I was maybe 15, and I did a musical in high school. And then that was the very first time, and I caught that old bug.
Where did you grow up?
In the East End in Highland Park.
So what high school was your musical?
Oh, I went to McKee Place High School, which is no longer in existence. It morphed into the Oakland School. It was an alternative high school for kids that had trouble fitting in, which I did because I had lots of interest. And so I was very fortunate to have wonderful teachers to let me explore all of those avenues.
Well, and it's terrific that you did, because I know we've had a lot of the response to this CD has been great. The Gift, and you have a song coming up that is not a Christmas song per se, but
no.
It is timed for the time of year of Christmas. You do it really well, too. It's a Joni Mitchell song that I think folks will recognize. Before you do it, I just have to say it's 11:31, and you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday morning starting at whenever you get up on public radio. Here again, Rosa Colucci. The song's River from Joni Mitchell.
Singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long teach my feet to fly. Ooh. Whoa, oh, oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. Oh, oh, I made my baby cry. He tried hard to help me and put me at ease. He loved me
joy and peace. I wish I had a river.
Rosa Colucci, and I always forget. We have some Girl Scouts here from Pine Richland, and nice to have you here, too. I always forget the arrangement of that song is so cool. Did you do that, arranging?
Yes. We were messing around with that at rehearsal one night. I have to admit, I never heard Joni Mitchell sing that song. The first time I ever heard it was Barry Manilow did it on his Christmas CD.
Wow.
And I reviewed the Christmas CD for the paper, and I went, oh, my God. That's a really great lyric, but I don't like this arrangement. And so I went and pulled it, and then I started listening to it. And then I said, you know, we got to juice this up. And we just kept working on it and working on it. And finally, we got the rhythm and the move and the groove for it. And so that is an original arrangement that really our core band worked on. It was mostly Mike and Steve and Jay and me. And so that's it. I hope, Joni, if you're out there listening in Radio Land, that you like it.
You never know who
might
be out there. It's a cool arrangement. I'm suddenly curious about the Barry Manilow version of that song, but I don't know if I'm curious enough to go looking for it. Joni Mitchell, it's neat. You would think that there would be no way to provide another really cool alternative to the way Joni Mitchell does anything, and that is.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. Rosa Colucci is here, and are you performing anywhere else soon? I forgot to check your itinerary.
We did some concerts last week, and
Ricky
we
and
had
I call
some
these iditarods.
Iditarods, but, yeah, really.
Because it is like sometimes a journey this time of year. You just keep moving.
We did some concerts, and we actually had a big concert planned on Wednesday at Hillside Christian Community, which is my church, and the crazy weather knocked the power out at the church and on the entire road, so at the last minute we had to cancel our concert, and it was a great disappointment, but we are hoping to possibly get that rescheduled if we can work that in before the Christmas season, but we did some holiday parties, and we were in the Highmark lobby on Tuesday for a couple of hours, and that was really nice to just be out playing in the lobby. And it was good. We're here.
Well, and check rosalive.com for more information about where she's going to be performing. You have a medley of songs coming up.
We do have a medley of songs. Mr. David Cutler is featured on this, and this is a winter medley, and we did this last year. I looked at last year's set list, and some of the songs we did last year we are doing again this year. David, very fortunately that we are able to have him here. He's a very, very busy composer and musician, and usually he's flying all over the world, but our world's always happen to collide and the dates work out, and I just think that's providence and it's a pleasure. And Erica, if you're out there listening, all is well. We love you and we love Ashton too, so take it away.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, LA. But it's December the 24th, and I'm longing to be up north. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Rosa Colucci and Dave Cutler, what a, you know, we were joking about Barry Manilow before, but Karen Carpenter, you know, comes to mind as mm-hmm. you're singing. Your voice is in a similar range, and commercial success is not necessarily equated with lack of talent. I mean, she has an incredible voice, and Manilow, you know, is a pretty talented guy too, Barry Manilow
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
But what a clear voice you have, and I wanted to talk to David a little bit about some of the arrangement, particularly, Silver Bells, yeah.
Silver
that,
Bells.
That sort of blues counter melody to what Rosa was singing. That had, I can't imagine what it's like to execute that. That's got to be kind of hard to pull off, or no?
Well, it was, you know, originally we just started with a more traditional arrangement for this piece, and I thought, Rosa, do you mind if I just, let me change this a little and let me tweak that a little bit. And pretty soon we had our own very, very special kind of treatment of that piece.
It's beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Yeah, it's delightful to watch and to listen to. You guys work really well together. And David's got a book that's just out. David's on the faculty at Duquesne, and it's all about the business of music, the savvy musician. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How can folks learn more about the book?
We have a website, savvymusician.com. And just in brief, this book is, you know, we have so many musicians who have wonderful, wonderful and extraordinary talent, yet they don't really know or have possessed the skills to really succeed artistically and professionally and financially and the likes. So this book, The Savvy Musician, helps musicians build a career, earn a living, and equally, or maybe even more importantly, make a difference.
That's how generous of you to share all of that wisdom in a book like that. I was thinking, I'll share a thought with you. As you were playing the piano, I was thinking, you could have a side career. Anybody who had a piano they wanted to sell, like that they put on Craigslist, you have David demonstrate the piano. he'll come and play it, and he'll say, see, this is a really great piano. Look at what could be done on it. And then they take it home.
David is very modest. David has composed music for a number of orchestras and chamber orchestras, and he also just completed a recent commission for the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, which will be debuted, I believe, in January.
Yeah, I did 22 minutes of music behind the Pittsburgh jazz giant Sean Jones, which will be on, I think it's a January 26th concert with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, terrific. And David, we'll have you on sometime to talk about the book. I think it would be fun to
share that. It would be fun. That piano needs a good workout now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to be sure we keep, I think we're in pretty good shape to get through all your set lists. We have about 13 minutes of radio time.
Okay.
We're, I think, in good shape. So let me turn it back over to you, Rosa.
We're going
to
do a quick little version about What Child Is This in O Holy Night. And so we're going to have Mr. Banerjee, Bob Banerjee, those who you may know him through Corned Beef and Curry and other projects. He's going to be a featured soloist on this. And Jay Cutler will be playing the guitar. And
Jay Hitt's going to do it, too.
I'm sorry. Jay Hitt will be playing the guitar.
An interesting
thought. I have not had enough coffee this morning. Isn't it obvious? Let's do it.
Thank you.
Rosa Colucci, along with Bob Banerjee and Jay Hitt, just gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. You have a gospel medley?
We have a gospel medley real quick. This is fun. We're all going to rip it up. And I think, Steve, you count this off. David counts this off. Oh, that's right. Let's do it.
Sweet little Jesus boy, they made you be born in a manger. Sweet, sweet, sweet little holy child. And we didn't know who you were. Didn't know you'd come to save us, Lord. Take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we could not see. And we didn't know, we didn't know who you were.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Jesus boy, born such a long time ago, hey, in a manger low.
Oh, Rosa Colucci.